My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, damn Skippy, we start right now. We start by talking about the fact that we raise money for the babies. You don't love the babies? If you don't love the babies, just let me know right now and I'll understand. But if you love the babies, particularly the ones that reside in the greater Houston area, then you want to rock with what we rock with here at Sports Radio 610, which is the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation and the fundraiser that they're doing for their My Home Library program. We here at Sports Radio 610 and Odyssey Houston as a full cluster, we get behind this at least, you know, once a year, every year, to make sure that we're helping, you know, advance the literacy of underprivileged kids in the Houston area. In the same way that we talked to Jalen Petrie last week, and the ways in which, you know, he's helping, you know, with an initiative to help feed the kids, right? Once they're fed, they've got to be able to take that brain power and turn it into something good, and making sure that they have books in the home that they can get to and read.
Yeah.
It's huge. And when it comes to development, I know Sean has been talking about it all morning, the idea of the societal impacts that it has. It's next to none. And so obviously those of us that have the level of ability to help, we got to. And so a day like this, something as simple as a text message, something as little as $30 can set up a home library for a kid and help set them up for success in their lives.
Yeah, yeah. And look, we all, a lot of times when we see these things, we're like, well, this is very close to me. This is very close to everyone.
Yeah.
Like the Barbara Bush.
Again, you don't love the babies?
Yes, exactly. The Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. Anyone who can hear us, you can spare $30 to donate that. And of course, you know, a lot of us have up close and personal experiences with this. My wife has been a school director for over 25 years. Figgy's wife is a teacher.
Yep.
We see
my mom, longtime teacher as well.
There we go.
Yeah. See? So education all over.
We see these things regularly, so we can speak to it, of course. And yeah, let's get in on that for sure. And new books is the word. New books.
Brand new.
One word, 41444 to make a donation. Text new books to 41444. And you can say, suck it, Eric.
Yeah, please do, in fact, right? If you don't love the babies, which, again, I'm looking at you sideways, at least you love the Texans, right? And you want to show that love for your love of the Texans.
Yeah.
We have, I guess, I felt weird. I was about to say our friend Eric but at the Bull, but I'm like, I don't know how much I want to call him our friend right now.
Cowboys fan.
With a K. Yeah, with a K. That's right. He don't even spell his name right. That's crazy. But yes, he has issued a challenge to the Cowboys fan listeners of the cluster that they should donate and then put some level of well wishes to the Cowboys or whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, why would you do that when you could put go Texans and go so far as in that same, you know, place where you can write in a note, suck an egg, Eric. And mind you, remember, he spells it with a K, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Go ahead and do that. Right. And again, donating $30, you know, sets up a child with a, you know, the full library, right? Like $30 seems like, as a grown man in America right now, $30 is like one meal if you go out to eat or whatever.
Hell, I mean, not even at a good, I mean, no, I shouldn't say at a good, an expensive restaurant. You can,
yeah, because some of those expensive restaurants aren't good.
Yeah. Exactly. It works both ways.
For a date, that's Chipotle right there.
Exactly.
Nowadays, man.
Exactly.
Chipotle date. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you're not even getting extra on none of those. You're not doubling up on chicken or nothing, right? Like, that is a straight bowl.
Hey, that's going to come up with about $30, man.
Yeah, and you know what? The best part about it is you give $30, you actually kind of gave $60 because Reliant for the next 2 hours on our program. Reliant is matching every donation when it comes to this. So you donate $30, that becomes $60, and that buys a new home library for one Houston kid. Remember, 41444. I'm going to say it again for you. 41444. Text new books. N-E-W-B-O-O-K-S, no space, to 41444. Let's get this thing popping. There's also other ways to donate. If you're like a fan of the University of Houston and you want to support them, there's a way that you could be a little selfish with it, right? Get yourself tickets to the game against Iowa State on the 28th here in a few weeks. And you can go to the website, which is uhcougars.com/Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead and just have a portion of that donated to this fund and go see the Cougars play against Iowa State, right? So there's all sorts of ways to support the babies, and you know we'll do that here in the Loop. We'll talk to you about that all day long as it's a part of our, you know, reading radiothon here. And at Odyssey Houston, and particularly here at Sports Radio 610. But with that being said, let's do that radio when it comes to when it comes to sports, as you know we do here in the Loop. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, you got myself, Reginald Atatula, always hanging out with us. Appreciate you on the Twitch. I don't even know if I should say that name. They said suck it, Eric, and you spell it with the C. He spells it with the K. And I'd much rather than you put it on Twitch. Go ahead. And, you know, go to, you know, or sorry, yeah, text in 41444, or sorry, new books to 41444 and donate $30 and then put it there, right? Like, to let him know there. Because he actually doesn't see our text line, but what he does see is those donations.
He does see that.
And so we want to make sure that he sees that. But yeah, what I saw last night, no thanks to Disney and DirecTV, was Monday Night Football between the Niners and the Jets, your Week 9 opponent. New York Jets, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, buddy, that was not a level playing field, was it?
No, that wasn't even close to a level playing field. And no Christian McCaffrey. By the way, fantasy football owners have to be livid.
You said fantasy football owners. That's one thing. Yeah. I appreciate that you went there.
Yeah.
My brain immediately went to, better's got to be livid. And that's where this is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
What is going to be an issue, mind you, what you're talking about when you mentioned Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey didn't play in this game, and we didn't find out to what?
90 minutes before.
Right, before the game.
Yeah.
Now, you're like, okay, that happens all the time. There are game time decisions all of the time. Well, before, you know, it seems like the timeline of that might be a little, I don't know if shady is the right word, but there's a little dubious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, Niners get a big win, 32-19, and it wasn't even that close because there was kind of a garbage time touchdown to Rod Taylor to Alan Lazard that expanded this further. Like, yeah, man, the Niners had this game on lock, and in large part, not to Deebo Samuel. I mean, He was fine. I mean, not to Brandon Ayuk.
Mm.
Okay. Brock Purdy, I guess you could say that, you know, as the quarterback, he did some things, right? Are you familiar with Jordan Mason?
I am now.
Right? And, yeah, exactly. Like, if you said yes, you're probably a liar, or you're watching the game last night. Yeah. Jordan Mason, undrafted free agent that's playing with these San Francisco 49ers. 28 carries. He's trying to be Joe Mixon. 147 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just a fantastic showing, kind of a Cinderella story of sorts. Just one of those things that you love seeing in sports, the stories that get you going. But he actually, in talking about this, like, they asked him when he knew that he was going to start ahead of Christian McCaffrey. He said Friday.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He said Friday. And then Kyle Shanahan, and what I have to imagine was CYA, cover your hind parts.
Chaos management.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, I didn't say that. We didn't know until today. And the reason why you say that fantasy football owners got to be mad, and the reason why I point to bettors, is the NFL has this you know stipulation that when it comes to injury designations and information, you have to be on the up and up, right? Mm-hmm. And I imagine a lot of that is because of the betting money that comes in, and you want that information to be accurate, and you want it to come in at the right time.
Yeah.
Sounds like this is pointed to the idea that the Niners might have.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Been fudging it a little.
Well, they were, I think, in my opinion, but
allegedly,
because McCaffrey
sprinkling allegedly on there.
Allegedly, my opinion, whatever you want to say. the Niners apparently said that McCaffrey strained his or aggravated his calf on Friday, which makes sense that Mason would find out on Friday. Hey, McCaffrey can't go. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the betting thing, that is absolutely 100% right. But it worked out for anyone who bet on the Niners because they blew them off the field.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So
fair
like,
enough.
Like you might have been upset in the moment, you know, but you then the line probably went down.
And right.
So anybody who bet on the Niners after the fact, it still worked out for them.
Okay.
The fantasy football owners?
Yeah, the dude that was playing Christian McCaffrey.
That had two backups on the bench that he could have played.
Yeah.
But couldn't now because it was a Monday night game and his roster was already, you know, the games were already played. Fantasy football, look, I'm not saying we talk fantasy football a lot.
Because nobody cares about your team.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's millions of people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so all those things worked out. Now, as far as the game itself, I was really more plugged in terms of from a Jets perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah. Week 9 opponent for your Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm. And I walked away from this game, and it was kind of weird because it all comes down to Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers looked okay. You know, he had his moments for sure, but the way he moved around was not, even for Aaron Rodgers standards, quite what you want to see from a quarterback. He looked to me, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but he looked to me like a step slow. And that was week one, buddy.
You're telling me a 40-year-old quarterback coming off of a Achilles injury looked a step slow?
That was week one.
You notice we don't do that with quarterbacks, right? Like, as much as coming off of injuries, and I think it's always funny how, as sports fans, once you're back on the playing surface, we forget all the things that brought you back here, and it's just like, you need to deliver, right? Nobody really, I shouldn't say nobody, but it didn't feel like very many people put that in the context of Kirk Cousins stinking it up in some ways this weekend, how he's coming off of season-ending Achilles injury, right? And then you also go with, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, his season was capped because of that, and he is 40 years old. Yeah, no, I feel like we probably, in some ways, should have seen that. But I think all of the hype that the Jets had, especially you take that all the way back to last year, that hype was there.
Yeah.
And we still had that fascination of what does it look like if he is playing, right, with this team,
mm-hmm.
because this was a team that for a long time was looked at as, oh, they're a quarterback away.
They're Aaron Rodgers away.
You slide that quarterback in there, and it's fine, right? But I think, as you mentioned, the big takeaway, I don't think that is a team that you should be afraid of. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, some of this I do wonder, like, offensive coordinator-wise or, like, offense-wise. Like, Aaron Rodgers is the offensive coordinator. That was made abundantly clear as he kind of was looking off.
He was ignoring Nathaniel Hackett,
his hand-picked coordinator, which I imagine he was hand-picked in order to be able to be easily manipulated or what have you.
Yeah.
I do wonder, like, does this offense progress, or is this largely what you see from the Jets offense? And if that's the case, understanding they were playing against a Niners defense that is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, 12 points with Aaron Rodgers on the field, and if you want to go the full 19 points that they ultimately got to, that didn't scare me when it comes to these
things. No, and to add to that, Aaron Rodgers is going to make some spectacular plays just because of his arm and his ability and his knowledge, but away from Aaron Rodgers and how he moved, and I think it's going to get worse over the course of the season because obviously, you know, bumps and bruises and all that stuff, the Jets' defense, like, what happened there? I know you're playing the Niners, but against a high-quality opponent, the Niners scored on 8 straight possessions, man.
Is that good?
That's pretty good for them.
Right.
It ain't great for the Jets' defense. And they had – it was very Texans-like in terms of time of possession, too. So I'm with you. Like, from the Texans' goggles, from the Jets' perspective, that did not look like a team, albeit week one, that did not look like a team that would put any fear in you.
No. And so, I'm excited for when that comes around, another opportunity. Now, what did look a little interesting, that Garrett Wilson thing is real, man.
Yeah.
That dude can ball in a real way. So I'm interested in seeing what that ultimately looks like. Some other things that came out of this, I mentioned Jordan Mason, 28 carries for 147 yards and a touchdown. He seemed to surprise himself with that, which was fun. But also, I don't know, are you familiar with the scoregami, the concept of a scoregami?
Yes, yes.
32-19 is indeed a scoregami. If you're not familiar with the concept, I believe it was John Boyce came up with it. It's unique score lines that have never happened before in the NFL, considered a scoregami. This was the 1,085th unique final score that's ever happened in NFL history, 32-19. So it was a scoregami. Fun
those
times
those things
that.
Are fascinating because it's like, why? Why are we caring about this?
Because little,
no, I get it,
little details like that make life fun, I imagine. I imagine that that's why. So shout out to the Niners looking like, again, the cream of the crop in the NFC. Yeah. We'll talk more about that as we go along. And shout out to the 346 on the text line saying that Hassan Reddick looking at yesterday's game saying my price is going up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that aspect too.
He also, I mean, he the price better go up because he's putting real money on the table, my missing game checks out there. And so, yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing to follow there as well when it comes to the Jets. Appreciate you guys already getting involved. We got someone on the text line who said that they just donated. 281, appreciate you doing that. And if you did donate, man, go ahead and let us know. We want to shout you out.
And don't forget, new books is one word.
Yes.
One word.
Well, I mean, technically, new books is two words in the English language.
This case, yeah.
But when you text to 4144, one word all the way together, new books all together.
No spaces.
No spaces. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate you, Fig, keeping us honest there. So, yeah, make sure you do that as we are trying to raise $100,000 for the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy fundraiser, My Home Literacy. We're trying to help the babies get literate at a young age and have books in the home to help accomplish that. We'll be talking about that all day long. $30 gets it done for every individual kid, and Reliant Energy, thanks to them for matching every donation. So let's run it up. And then remember, if you get on that website, you have an opportunity to type something in there.
Yeah.
Go Texans, suck it, Eric.
Yeah.
Well,
Suck an egg, Eric,
is what we're going
with. Well, you can go with suck an Eric, too. Doesn't matter. But
I mean, I'm not your daddy.
He'll get what you want
in there.
He'll get it.
But remember, it's for charity, guys. Let's not forget that. All right, man, it's In the Loop. Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Tuesday here in H-Town. Coming up next, after week one, right, we're 2 days after out, right? Like, we have another day of removal, I guess, for lack of a better word.
We've had a day of processing.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like the way you set that up from the game. What do you feel best about now? And could it possibly be this thing that Lopez feels great about? We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.